Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for waking us up. We're just so grateful for allowing us to see this new day, the day that the Lord has made. And we are rejoicing. We are glad to be in this day, the day that no one else has been in it but our God. No one else knows what today holds but our God. We are excited because we have Him, the one who holds the future. And because He lives, we can face tomorrow. So we are excited today, Friday, the last Friday of this month of March. Wow, time is flying. Today is 27th day of March 2020. And wow, we're just at the end of the month. We serve a mighty God, regardless of what is going on. He remains God. He reigns. He is our Father, our everlasting God. He is a compassionate God, a kind God, a loving God, a good God. He is full of mercy. We just thank Him today, right here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, this circle of friends. We are excited with what God is doing. And every day is a day of thanksgiving. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. And we give thanks unto Him, for He is good and His mercy endureth forever. Amen, amen, amen. So this morning it has been, I'm going to do this a little bit different today. The reason why I'm saying that is just today, for the past, I would say maybe 3 weeks, maybe the whole month, since the end of the month, each time I had this testimony and I wanted to give my testimony, then the Holy Spirit just take over and I don't get a chance to give my testimony. And yesterday I thought I was going to be able to do it, and I was talking and my phone was muted, so nobody heard me. And the program went on, and the Holy Spirit took over, and everything was nice. So I felt like, let me just go ahead and give honor to God and where honor is due before we get deep into the program. So my testimony is, I'm going to make it short, but I feel this is very important, especially last night when I was giving God thanks and praising God. And I felt like I just do and praise Him and thank Him in private. But some of the things, it is worth to testify. It encourages others, and also it gives honor to our God. So in the past 4 years, I have had a desire, after hearing different teachings and encouragement, especially from my sister Darlene, and just to be debt free. I had the desire to do that, and I've been working towards free, to be free of debt. So I had 2 debts that were hanging on me that were really big debts, which is my vehicle and also student loans. But then 3 years ago, I decided, I needed to have a place I call my own, a place I call home. So I decided to go ahead and purchase a house, which increased a debt, and it felt, after I had done it and celebrated, I felt bad. And I'm like, okay, Lord, I've been praying all this time and I wanted to be debt free, but it seems like I am doing the opposite. Now I got another bigger debt and I'm in debt. Now I got a mortgage. Now I have 3 debts on my on my shoulders, and I really want to be to get out of debt. So I kept on praying, and with God's, you know, grace and His love, and started working, and you know, hearing teachings, and each time I have time, I try to learn and, you know, get into the Word and ask God to help me to get out of debt. So I said, well, we're going to start working with smaller debts and work my way up until I get to the larger debts. So for the past 2 years, and we had our prayer, praise, and deliverance conference we had in Atlanta. It was the year before, and I was boosted up, and I came back, and I stayed, yes, I'm going to stay on top of things. So I have been staying on top of things ever since, and we had few other conferences. We had one here in Charleston, and we had another one in Jacksonville, and each time, and here and there, you know, we will have pieces of encouraging us to stay out of debt and come up with ideas and things to do. So 2 years ago, God helped me, and I paid off my credit card. And I thank God that I did, and was so excited about it. So it boosted my energy, and I started working on another small one I had, which is my car, because the student loan is a substantial amount, and also my mortgage is a substantial amount. So I thank God, because we serve a mighty God. We serve a good God who gives us the desires of our hearts. I am still praying and asking God to help me. And this last month, at the beginning of this month, God blessed me with a substantial amount of money. And I thank God for it. And I decided I'm going to use that money to just pay off my car. So I paid off my car, and I had a couple hundreds left, and I decided I'm going to split it between the two ministries I get fed regularly, which is this prayer, praise, and deliverance, and also my home church. So I split the two, and I sow a seed. I said, God, this is a seed I am sowing. So right now, I am watering, because I do know what God does. I am not trying to be boastful or try to make someone feel bad, but we serve a God who answers prayer, and we serve a God who is able. And I thank God, because I did not know. I am not where I want to be, but I am not where I was. I know, I see where I'm heading. So far, I managed to tackle my credit card. I managed to tackle my car. I received my car title in the mail last week. So I am so excited, and I'm looking forward to get this student loan off my back and then work on my mortgage. But in the midst, that I am praying for God to open other doors, other avenues for me to wisdom, to earn some extra money so that I can get this off my back and be debt-free. It is another feeling when you know you don't have to pay this particular kind of a bill. So I thank God for it. As I was sharing with my children the other day, I think it was yesterday or the day before, and we were praying and talking about this corona, and we prayed. I said, God, give us wisdom to come up with ideas to help out with what is going on. And as we help out and lending a helping hand, come up with ideas that can make us earn some money and earn something out of it. And it maybe invent something that might be, you know, used in the future. So that is my prayer, that even in the midst of this chaos and everything going on, we have young people. I have my children. They are young, and you have your children, our grandchildren. We pray that God will give them wisdom, that they will come up with inventing wisdom, come up with ideas to help out, not only for this particular chaos we are having, but also other things in the future, because our God knows the end from the beginning. there might be something that we ourselves, we do not know, because nothing really surprises God. Nothing he doesn't know. So he can give our young people, even us, you know, at our age, he can give us ideas, to come up with ideas, patent things, you know, invent things, contribute to the society. So that's my prayer and that's my praise. I thank God, for he is a merciful God. He is a good God. And I know he's not taking me backwards. For we move from glory to glory, and he is moving forward with me. And one day, one year, I will be on this same prayer line with this same body of Christ, giving my testimony and say, look what the Lord has done. I am debt free. But I know I am heading towards debt free right now in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. So let us thank God this morning and just to praise him, and let's go into prayer. We're going to start by prayer this morning. As I said, some people just joined us when I was doing my testimony, but we want to welcome you all here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance, this circle of friends, in the mighty name of Jesus, where we believe we are part in hearing and, you know, the heartbeat of God in Jesus' name. So let us pray. Good morning to you, Holy Spirit. Good morning to you, Father God. Good morning to you, Lord Jesus. God, three in one, the one who was, who is, and is to come, who does not change. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. We thank you, Father God, for allowing us to see this new day, the day that you have made. And we are rejoicing, Father. We are glad to be in this day. We are ready, Father. We are ready to do what you have assigned us to do today. We are ready to meet those people whom you will have assigned for us to meet today. And give our testimony and share the goodness of the Lord with them. We are ready, Father. We are ready to be used by you. We pray for a spirit of obedience, Lord, that we obey your word. We obey your voice. When we hear that soft voice telling us, this is the way, walk in it. I pray, Father God, that you help us to be obedient to that voice in the mighty name of Jesus. And I rebuke any hindering spirit, any stealing spirit that might want to hinder us from hearing from you, that might want to detour us from doing what you have called us to do. Devil, the blood of Jesus is against you. I command you to get off the way. In the mighty name of Jesus, and I release the Holy Spirit of God, the power of God to flow liberally in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. Yes, forgive us, Lord, of all our sins. If there is anything that we have done, by omission, submission, or any other missions, Lord, I pray that you forgive us, Lord. Cleanse us with your hyssop, Father. Forgive us all our transgressions, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that your hyssop will wash us and wash us clean, that will be as white as snow, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And let us, Father, this morning, today, let us hear the joy of our Lord and the gladness of our Lord's grace, in the mighty name of Jesus. Create in us, Father, a pure heart, a good heart, a clean heart, Father, and renew a steadfast spirit, a right spirit within us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Do not cast us away from your presence, Father. Do not take us, your Holy Spirit, away from us, Lord. Restore in us the joy of your salvation. Yes, in Jesus' name, and grant us a willing spirit, a desiring heart, Father, and that will sustain us, Father. You sustain us, yes, with your Holy spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, as we learn from you, as we are led by you, Lord, by your Holy Spirit, we'll be able to teach the transgressors your ways, Father, and show the sinners and testify and win them to the kingdom in the mighty name of Jesus. For this is our number one job, Father, which is to win souls for the kingdom. So we continue, Father God, praying for souls to be won in the mighty name of Jesus. We call them forth, Father, from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west, men and women, older and younger, Father. We call them, Father, all ages, yes, to come to the kingdom. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, Father, that your Holy Spirit, yes, Father God, draw them unto you, Lord. Draw them unto you. Soften their hearts, Lord, that when they hear your voice, when they hear your word, Lord, they will not harden their hearts. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I thank you, Lord, for Lord Jesus, you came so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So we decree and declare abundant life to our brothers and sisters who are out there, Father. Some are being tormented by these evil spirits. Generational curses are still attaching and controlling them out there. But right now, we pluck them, Father, by faith. We pull them out by faith in the mighty name of Jesus. Substance abuse. Yes, some are just angry, upset for the just things of life. Yes, storms of life have just put them down. But this morning, Father, we pray that you stretch out your strong right hand. Pull them in, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we pray, Father God, for the church, the body of Christ, that you give us wisdom, Lord. Give us wisdom and anoint us that we reach out, Lord, and pull our brothers and sisters, that they come back home. Some have been lost, Father. They are lost sons, lost sheep. Come back home, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, this morning for the church. Yes, our church leaders, the church family, all over the country, all over the nation, all over the world, Father. We pray for the body of Christ. Yes, you gave us, Father, these leaders. Some are apostles, some are prophets, some are evangelists. Some are pastors and teachers, and some are even in the ministry of help, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, you gave them to us, Father, for the perfection of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edification of the body of Christ. Yes, you gave us, Father, as our gifts, Father, as our inheritance. Yes, till the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, that they unify us, Father, that they teach us, yes, on faith, Father. Yes, to lead us and teach us, filled with your knowledge, Father, the knowledge of the Holy Spirit, the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we pray, Father, for your men and women, those whom you have called, Father, to do the work of the ministry, Father, that you give them wisdom and your anointing, the anointing that breaks the yoke, Father. Fill them with your anointing, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray, Father, as I'm praying for these leaders, I am just praying for our pastor at this big church across the street from where I live, Coast Church, Sea Coast Church, Father, who just has been diagnosed or found positive with this coronavirus. He is a young minister, Lord. He has 5 children and a wife and a congregation, a big congregation. I just pray, Father, that these are your soldiers. They are in the forefront. These are spiritual soldiers, spiritual leaders. They are in the forefront. If they themselves are weak and weary and they are sick, how can they lead, Father? You do not send soldiers, even in our army here in this country, on this earth. They don't send sick soldiers to war. So I pray, Father God, that you heal him, Father. You are his healer. His body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Not only him, there might be other pastors out there we haven't heard about or we don't know about, but you know, Father, those who are sick in their bodies. I just release the healing power of the blood of Jesus to touch and heal them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. For healing is the bread of the children. These are your children. These are your servants, Father. I pray right now. I pray unto you. Yes, Jehovah Rapha, God our healer. You heal all our diseases. There is no sickness or disease that you cannot heal, Father. Even coronavirus can bow down on you. In the name of Jesus, coronavirus, hear the voice of the Lord. Get off the bodies of the servants of God in the mighty name of Jesus. It's such a time of this, Father, where the world is just in despair. The world is just distracted. There's a lot of chaos, and they are losing hope. They are losing faith, and we need your servants to be in the forefront. It's time for the church to shine. It's the time for the church to rise and show and lead the world and point to the cross and show them the way that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. It's time, Father. So I pray, Father, every church, Bible-believing church, those who have built their foundation on Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that the church will stand and do what you have called us to do, and that's to win souls, to be the light of this world, to let our light shine in this darkened world, Father. This is the dark moments of this world, and it's time for the body of Christ, the church, to shine cooperatively as a body of Christ, even individually, wherever we are, to shine, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. So I pray, Father God, there are others who are out there, the evangelists, missionaries. They are in all these out there, Father, some in the bundles, down there in Africa, some way up there, Father, in Asia, preaching the gospel, trying to spread the good news. I pray, Father God, that you protect them, shield them, Father, as they blow the trumpet, as they share the word, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for your anointing, Father, protect them, that no sickness or disease attack them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and their families, Lord. Protect their families, that they will not be distracted, that they will not get off the wall and start attending their family because there's chaos, there's disorder going on. But everything stay in order, Father, that they will stay focused doing the work of the ministry. And I pray, Father, even our churches right here, that we do not neglect the missions as we give, as we sow seeds, as we do all different activities, programs in our churches. We continue supporting the missions, Father. I know, Father, if it wasn't for the missionaries, for the men and women who obeyed when you sent them to Africa, I wouldn't be here. Down there in Africa, when we had not heard anything about Jesus, but they sacrificed their lives. And those young people who gave in Sunday school and do their pennies and whatever, now I'm here as a product of those missionaries, of that word. So I know what missions do. It produces fruit. So I pray, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you bless them, Father, even in the midst of all these other projects we want to do in our churches, building funds, building this, project this, project A, project B. But let us not neglect the work of the ministry, the missionaries, to go out there
even in our neighborhoods. Some of us, we have forgotten what it is to witness, to share the good news. This is the time. So I pray, Father God, for the church to arise, this sleeping giant to arise and get up and do what you have called us to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, Father God, for our leaders, our earthly leaders, yes, throughout the land, Father, throughout this country, this nation, and all around the world, Father. There is a lot of chaos and all other theories that are coming out that the leaders, they have this theory. There's a lot of chaos going out there. I pray, Father, that arise, O Lord. Arise, O Father, and let all the enemies be scattered in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, as they are trying to take care of these things. We all know this is a spiritual battle and not the human weapons can take care of it. It needs spiritual warfare. And we are glad right here at this circle of friends to be part of that warfare. So we pray, Father God, as you taught us in your word in the book of Timothy, that we have to pray for our leaders with all petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made to all people who are in leadership position, that they do what is right and that we'll be able to live peaceful and quiet life. Yes. In the mighty name of Jesus. So we pray, Father God, that give our leaders wisdom, oneness of mind as they put their heads together. I know, Father, they will not come up with anything unless you reveal it to them. So we pray, Father, that you give them the wisdom, reveal all the hidden things, Father, even ungodly leaders. You put them there, and for the goodness of your people that we live peacefully, give them the wisdom that they do what is right. Come out with ideas. Work together as a team. Now is not the time to bump up their egos, but to do what is right. In the mighty name of Jesus, there are other nations out there, younger nations. They are looking up to these bigger nations, especially the United States. Every country, every nation look up to this big country so that they can take leadership, so that they can hold their hands and lead them and say, this is the way, let's do it this way. So I pray, Father God, for our leaders, our president, the representative, the House of Representatives, the senators, all the way down to our governors, our councillors, our city councillors, our local governments, even in our neighborhoods, all the way down. I pray for order, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We pray, Father God, at this time with this corona disease, Father, affecting people throughout the land, throughout the world, everywhere, Father. I just pray, Father, for you are the healer, Lord. By your stripes, Lord Jesus, heal those who are affected. Protect those who haven't been affected, Father. Those who are working in the health, Father, the doctors, the nurses, the caregivers, the researchers, the first responders, Lord. We just pray, Father God, that you help them, protect them, shield them from this coronavirus, Lord, and all other illnesses. I pray for all our health in the mighty name of Jesus, that you help them, Father, give them wisdom, that they will not all just be running to this corona disease and neglecting other people. They have heard of people calling and asking for prayer. Their parents, their loved ones have appointments that are being canceled, and some are being assessed over the phone and all this. And Father, just pray for wisdom in our health system, that they do divide and conquer. Not everybody running to this corona and neglecting other people, because there are still people with other diseases and other illnesses who need help. So I pray, Father, that you give them wisdom and resources. As I pray, Father, I remember my brother David, who is right on the forefront of his as a research scientist, Father, and I know that is his alley of infectious diseases. But I was talking to his wife last night, and she expressed that they are both tired. The wife is a registered nurse. They are both in the health field, and they are right on the ticket of it. I just pray, Father, that you touch their bodies. All those in the health, Father, touch their bodies, that they will be able to help, and their minds, that they don't get fatigued and make mistakes. I just pray, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that they come up with a system to take some rest in between. I don't know the whole story, how it works. I want to believe everything works well. But they still need our prayer, because you are their sustainer, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, Father, even for our elderly, Lord, those in the nursing homes. As a co-worker who said her mother was diagnosed or tested positive, and she's in a nursing home, they can't visit her. In the mighty name of Jesus, I just pray, Father, those people in the nursing homes, as they try to help and do everything and help other patients also, because everybody still needs their attention and their care. Pray, Father, this wildfire to come to end. In the mighty name of Jesus, the homeless, Father. No one is talking about them. All we hear when we watch TV or hear on the radio is this celebrity got this senator, this representative. But nobody's talking about the small people, the homeless. Those women in these battered women and children shelters. No one is talking about them. We just pray, Father, you are Abba Father, our Heavenly Father, our everlasting Father, the Father of the fatherless, the defender of the widows, the one who cares for those who are weak, who cannot defend themselves. We pray, Father God, that you protect and shield them, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray against this spirit of depression, this spirit of fear that has attacked our nation. In the mighty name of Jesus, for God, you did not give us a spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and of a sound mind. In the mighty name of Jesus, so fear come against you. I command you to get away in the name of Jesus. That's where we as the body of Christ kick in. When someone over the phone, they call talking negative, we have to speak positive. Depressed and feeling low, Father, help us so that we can sharpen them, for iron sharpens iron. Encourage each other in the name of Jesus. For we are the light, Lord. We are the salt. So we can give light in time of darkness and season this time where the world needs to be seasoned. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, Father God, even the distribution of resources, Lord, the food, the water, all other resources. I pray against this spirit of panic where people are hoarding and getting everything. Some have piles and piles of things in their garages, in their basements. while others have none because they have panicked and grabbed everything. I just pray for stillness, peace, Father. You are the giver of peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding. That we be peace and be still and know that you are God in the mighty name of Jesus. So I pray, Father God, those in position of authority, those who are distributing food, even services, help, when they go to those places, being those who are sick, that they will do what is right, Father. I know some of them are put in vulnerable positions, that they have to decide who lives, who dies. That's not their role to take. I just pray, Father God, that you help them, that they will be able to do all they can to help every person, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, Father God, that the food and everything, the resources, be distributed fairly, Lord. I know, Father, you are our God. You supply all our needs, Lord, according to your riches and glory. So I pray, Father God, that every man, every woman, every boy, every girl will be taken care of. Give us a compassionate heart, that we will be each other's keeper. We take care of each other, Lord, at times like this, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, even those in business owners, Lord, small businesses, yes, their parents also, their family members also, but they are also business people. They are playing dual roles. We just pray, Father God, that as the government are coming up with a plan to help, that everything be done fairly, Lord. And some have these businesses, Father, they clean up, and you know, small businesses, and they are the ones who go and clean in the shelters and clean at the hospitals. I just pray, Father God, that you protect them from all these diseases, Father, as they try to do their work. And some have small businesses, some have shut down. I just pray, Father God, that when all this wind and all this dust settles, they will still be able to operate their businesses, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, Father, for our school system, our school officials. Some schools have gone virtual, and some are online and different things, and some pick up packages and children at home, Lord. Ah, Father, I just pray, Father, for all the educators, the children, the staff, the parents, that we all work as a team, grandparents, to help out our children. They can still learn, Father. We can help out at home and be used, utilized, and take advantage of this time and read the Bible with them. It's a learning tool as we cook and ask them to help out in the kitchen and measure stuff and do things, and they still learn their math and learn different things, Father. Every week, it's not only sitting on a desk and we have a teacher in front of you, it's the learning moment. We can teach them right now. I just pray, Father. I know some families, they are getting frustrated just being together all the time, but it's time to bond. It's time to get to do things and love each other and make up of all those distant times we never been together. I just pray for your love, Father, brotherly love, family love, even couples, Lord, families. I pray, Father, as they are all, we are all cooped up, Father, come up with ideas, play games, read books, and do things together, Lord, just to help us, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Our parents did it, and it was not even a corona or anything, but we had fun together. So I pray, Father God, to help out. Yes, and I pray, Father, for these educators, that maybe they can see some loopholes, things that need to be taken care of in our education system in moments like these, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We do not forget our military, Father. I pray for all our military forces, Father. Some are deployed, some are in the border, some are being called to help out in the forefront, in the thicket of all this. I pray, Father God, that you protect and shield them. Yes, we do know, Father God, that except you, Lord, build a house, they that labor, they labor in vain. Except you keep the city, Father, the watchman watches in vain. So you are our keeper, Lord. We just pray that you help and protect all our armed forces, Father, out there in their various posts and their various assignments. Some are being reassigned, put placed in different positions so that the work be done. I pray, Father, that you protect them while they are in the forefront and protect their families while they are gone, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And some, they are left now with just one parent family, Father. I also pray for single parent families, Lord. They have the children at home and some have to work depending with what work they do, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, Father, that these predators do not take advantage of this situation and prey on the kids. In the mighty name of Jesus, I rebuke you, devil, in Jesus' name, that you do not touch these children. We cover them with the blood of Jesus. That when you touch them, you get burned by the blood of Jesus. We hide them in the blood of Jesus, where the devil can do them no harm. Protect and shield our children, Father. Some are left home alone, Lord. Protect them. No more accidents, Father, if they try to warm up food or do something, help each other as siblings and accidents are happening. I just pray, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that as the parents, maybe they just need to leave the children for a little while, that they find resources, someone to watch the kids for them. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father. I honor you, Lord. We just pray, Father God, for this pandemic, Father, this coronavirus, whatever the enemy has intended to harm us, whatever he had intended for bad, to turn it around for our good, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. We honor you, Lord. We glorify your name, Father. You are mighty. You are mighty. You are a kind God. You are a merciful God, a good God. There is no one like you. We reverence you, Father, this morning. We adore you, Lord. We pray, Father God, this morning we praise you. Hallelujah. We're going to open up the lines this morning. And let us just praise God. Let us thank him. He already knows and he's making all the crooked ways straight for us. He's smoothening all the rough places for us. Our God is bigger than our problems. He's bigger than our troubles. He's a mighty God. That's who he is. Let's praise him right now.
Yes,
we give
you all praise you. All
hallelujah.
We'll
you I praise you, Father.
God.
I thank you. If you are before us, Father, who can be against us? Who can
Lord,
fight us?
Lord,
if you are on our side,
Lord,
who can fight
you,
us and win? Thank you, Father, for greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. Thank you, Jehovah. Thank you, my Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Praise you, Father.
Thank you, precious
praise
Lord,
Jesus.
Lord, we thank you right
King
now,
of kings.
Father, dear God.
The Lord
for your healing hand that is shielding
the almighty
God.
The creator of heaven and earth. We trust you, Father. Some trust in chariots. Some in horses. Some in their education. Some in their money. Some in whoever they know.
Heart,
yes,
Lord.
But we will remember the name of the Lord. When we run to you, Father, we are safe. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
The one who laid down his life for his sheep. We thank you, Father. You're the living water.
Thank you. Thank you, Savior. Thank you. Thank you, Redeemer.
Rise and shine.
Thank you. You are our hope, Lord. You are our hope.
We are victorious.
Thank you. Hope of glory. Thank you, Lamb of God. Lamb of God. Thank you. The Lion of the tribe of Judah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you. You are a lion and yet a lamb. Thank you. Thank you, Trinity. Thank you. God, three in one. We honor you, Lord. Savior. Thank you. Thank you, my Father. One who set us free.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, you set us free, Father. Yes, yes. If the Son set you free, you are free indeed. We are free indeed. Thank you. Thank you. I exalt you, God. I exalt you. I exalt you. I exalt you. Mighty God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, mighty God. We honor you, Lord. We honor you. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Reverend you, Father. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God. Oh, bless the Lord. Oh, my God. And all of you,
glory to
your holy name.
Thank you, Jesus.
And don't forget all the benefits. Don't forget them. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus.
Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. It is done. By the precious blood of Jesus. The battle is won. Yes,
yes,
the battle is won.
Yes.
The Bible
yes.
says, you know, morning, we, you know, it's just for a short time. At night, we've been mourning. Now it's time to rejoice, you know. It's time to rejoice. I'm just reminded earlier this week, we, you know, since this corona thing, we have our chaplain. He sends out, you know, either a quote or a saying or something, you know, throughout the week. Once a week, he sends out something. And I remember, I hope I will quote this right. Earlier this week, he sent out something. He quoted someone, I don't know, I think it's Corey T. Booker or something like that, or Boom. I can't remember. But this is what he said. When a train goes through a tunnel and it gets dark, you don't throw away your ticket and jump off. You sit still and trust the engineer. So we are going through the tunnel right now. It looks dark, but it's not time for you, for us, to throw away our tickets and jump off. No. Hang on to your luggage. Hang on to your snack, whatever you have on the train. Your property, whatever you have, hang on to it. There is light at the end of the tunnel, and we will reach our destination. So let us not be discouraged in the name of Jesus. We are at the top of the hour, and I know today we are fasting. Some of us are fasting, and some are not, but I do know all of us are praying and interceding for our nation and our friends and family. And I just want you to keep on praying for my country, Zimbabwe. We remember Zimbabwe, Lord. And things are not looking well, but we serve a mighty God. And Zimbabweans are known to be resilient people. We have gone through a lot. Civil war, this and that, different pandemics, you know, cholera, AIDS, and all these things, and we still came out. And I believe this will come out strong in Jesus' name. So I just want us to be reminded. I'll give you in really short from what Pastor Darlene was sharing yesterday, and she did share, encouraged us about fasting and talked about Hezekiah when the prophet came and told him to put his house in order and put his life in order. Actually, I am not going to do that because this is a big lesson, and I had taken some time last night to put together some information. I will share this another day. Let me obey the Holy Spirit, because when we were praying, the Lord gave me another scripture, and I believe I shared it earlier this week, and that's the scripture I'm going to close. And as the Lord opens the door, and hopefully in the near future, I will talk and share with you the few things the Lord gave me about Hezekiah. But today, our scripture of the week, which is Psalm 34, verses 1 through 6, let us go and read it and just read that whole book. But the scripture the Lord gave me or brought to my remembrance as we were praying is in the book of 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 to 27. And I'm going to read, and I will read it from NIV as of today. Usually I use King James Version. If I am using a different version, I will let you know. Otherwise, if I don't say anything, it will be a King James. But today I'm going to read NIV version of 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 to 27. Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last. So these people, they go through a strict training, not our, you know, our training we do where one time you show up and the other time you don't show up and you miss a day, you feel like it, you don't feel like it. No, this is a strict training. And he said, although they go through this strict training, they do it to get a crown that will not last. But we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore, I do not run like someone running aimlessly. I do not fight like a boxer beating the air. No. I strike a blow to my body and make it my slave so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize. This is Paul who is reminding us that we are on a race and we are training on this race as we train for this race. There is a prize to be won. There is a prize to be won. But we need to stay right on course so that we will not lose our prize, so that we will not run in vain or like someone who is boxing in the air and not do what we are supposed to do or get. So I just want to leave you with that scripture that we will be aware everything we are doing, we are on a race and we need to stay focused so that we will get our reward. We will get our prize in Jesus' name. And as I always say, this is going to be another fabulous weekend, a very, very good weekend this weekend. For we move from glory to glory. Our God does not take us backwards.
We're going to enjoy this weekend, and you all have a very good weekend. And I leave this time to Pastor Darlene.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor Scholastica, for sharing with us today and the prayers that you gave us this morning. I really am impressed and thanking God for the testimony of you working towards being debt-free. And we do have another sister who comes to the line, Evangelist Janice, who paid her house off maybe a year or so ago. And so I encourage everyone to continue to do what you can to get rid of that debt. And when you find yourself getting rid of the debt and focusing on that, God opens up awesome opportunities for you to have extra cash. I mean, that's what he did for me. So I thank God for that, and I thank God for anybody else who is out there who is looking to rid yourself of debt. This is the prime time to understand why being debt-free is important when we don't have jobs. Many people don't have jobs. They're laid off from their jobs. If you don't have any debt, you don't have any reason to worry. You know, so it's important to follow God's word. That's the thing. God says that the borrower is slave to the lender, and we don't want to be slave to anything except a slave to God. And so I'm encouraged by what you shared this morning. And as we go through the day, let us pray for Fasa. Fasa is Sonia's husband, and he's looking to get another job next week. He has an interview on Thursday, so we want to keep him in prayer that God will give him favor. When he goes on that interview, that he would go just believing that God will give it to him. So, and also thank you for sharing about the wisdom to invent something. I was thinking about that myself yesterday about this situation that we're in, that God, you know, he can help us to figure something out, or he can give us something that we can do to, he's the one who gives us power to get wealth. So he's the one who can bring something to your mind and help you to do something that will be beneficial and be one of those who will become one of those millionaires. I mean, we don't have to stay just making $10 an hour or $5 an hour or something like that. But God, he's the one who can bless his people to have the money. And we will do good and right by the money. So trust in the Lord. And, you know, sometimes you just need to pray and say, Lord, I need you to help me to figure out what to do. Give me some witty invention. Give me the mentality to be able to put something together, or even a business that you can start that will be helpful while we're going through this transition from the coronavirus. I love each and every one of you, and I pray that the favor of God and man will be with you everywhere you go. Have a beautiful weekend. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen, amen.
Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved, as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and everyone who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled A-R-D-L-E-Y. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961#. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.